Let's go, let's go, let's go, New York. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
What's up, everybody? This is your host, John John. Welcome to my Dr. Nickenstein podcast. I'm in the lab creating a monster of a team. Today, we're going to discuss, well, I'm going to talk about who should be our next head coach. I've been listening to the brothers on YouTube. Shout out to the Mad Good Nick Show. Shout out to Nothing But Nicks. Shout out to Nick Fan TV. Shout out to Nick of Time. Shout out to Nickavelli TV. He even though he be off the rails, but he be putting the content. He love our Knicks. That's most important. Shout out to the Die Hard Nick podcast. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Omni Knicks. Shout out to everybody representing our Knicks, man. We love our Knicks. That's what we all have in common. Even though our opinions may vary. You know what I'm saying? We still love to hear.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, New York. Let's go, 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 New York. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Okay, okay, okay. That is a song by a gentleman called John John. That's the alter ego of Dr. Nickenstein. He's a rapper. He's an author. Yes, man. And he loves his New York Knickerbockers. All right, let's get to the number one topic. The elephant in the room, as they say, man. Listen, man. I've been watching our beloved Knicks since 1977. Don't ask me how old I am. I could have been in the damn crib watching them. Don't ask me, okay? I'm not going to tell you. But let's just say this. I remember when they traded Walt Frazier, man. Shout out to Walt Frazier, man. One of our greatest players, if not the greatest player in our franchise history. Yes, he was a baller. Dropped 36 and 19 in the championship for the chip, baby. You know what I'm saying? Too many of these stars, man, did that. And he was a beast on defense, man. Clyde Walt Frazier, shout out to him. Check out his restaurant, man. I ain't even been there, but I'm going to give him a shout. For Clyde Frazier, man, I got to get down there. All right? But anyway, man, listen, man. We're going to cut to the chase. As you know, we had David Fizdale. I was kind of excited this year for our Knicks. We made some additions, but I was a little skeptical too because I saw that if I could play general manager, I would have did a few things different. First of all, I would not have signed anyone that was going to interfere with the growth of Kevin Knox, R.J. Barrett, and Mitchell Robinson. I would have definitely, without question, added players who could complement them. I think Steve Mills and them, you know, being that they didn't get Durant and Kyrie and DeAndre, you know, he went over there to the Nets. So they just knee-jerked. We got to stop doing that, man. And I understand why our management do a lot of knee-jerk stuff, man. Tune out these uninformed Knicks fans. Yes, they're Knicks fans, but they don't got, some of them is crazy, man. Tune them out, man. Stay the course. Tune them out, stay the course. You know what I'm saying? Because for real, it's not really making sense when we, not we, but y'all, Knicks management. Shout out to Steve Mills, shout out to Scott Perry. And shout out to even the owner, James Dolan, man. You know, listen, man. Einstein, man, wasn't Einstein in one day, man. You know what I'm saying? Lombardi wasn't Lombardi in one day. Now, I'm quoting coaches and I'm quoting, you know, a historical figure. But the whole point is this, man. A lot of times, man, you can have the greatest attention. You could give it all your effort and you don't get the results you see. That's just the reality. That's the planet for you. That's the planning for you. There's nothing you can do about that. What you can do about that is just stay dedicated. Stay the course. Stay focused. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged by lack of results. Make your will stronger. Go harder. Okay? So now, I say that to say this. James Dolan, without question, have a dole out. I wish I could. I'm gonna check it out. All the money paid the coaches, right? All the money paid the players since he was running the show. So then you got to say, man, this man spent $300 billion, whatever it's that amount, to try to win, not to lose. You know he ain't spend that money saying, I hope the team lose. I want them to lose. No. He spent that money hoping that we could win, man. So shout out to James Dolan, man. I ain't paying no attention to none of these. You ain't got to sell this team. Why don't y'all leave the team? How about that? How much money do y'all spend to try to bring players in here? How much do y'all go out there? What efforts do y'all put in? Whatever do y'all put in to help our team get better? Y'all don't know. He's spending his money. Pick a coach. He done picked some of the greatest talents, winners, and they didn't get the job, man. That's not him. He don't play, man. He don't play the game. I can't hold him responsible. I got to hold the coaches responsible like Larry Brown. You know what I'm saying? Mike D'Antonio, even though he never won a chip. You know what I'm saying? I got to hold them responsible. Because a coach's job is to do what? Take what he has and make the most of it. That's life, man. Sure, you would like to have the best players. That ain't always the truth. The fact, I deal with a couple of brothers, that you know, childhood friends, they're coaches. I was talking to one last night. And he's like, yo, I got to get these teams, you know, these kids, because they got to have the skills already. Shout out to my man, White Bread. You know what I'm saying? Former member of BBO from Harlem. Legendary rap group, you know what I'm saying, from Harlem. The 90s and on. You know what I'm saying? He's... Shout out to him again. He's always working with the kids, man, with the basketball. And I told him, we're going to do a book about the drop. It's called Bully Ball, where we talk about, we use basketball as a means to educate the kids. That's it simply. You know what I'm saying? It's a wonderful story, okay? Got to get it out. Got to talk to the kids, have them talk about it and understand what, you know, basketball could do. Anyway, shout out to him for always doing things with the kids, you know, in their lives, guiding them, talking them, mentoring them. Shout out to my man, Coach Best. Jump shots over gunshots. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Mousy. Shout out to Gusto. Shout out to everybody that's involved in youth sports, man. Let me tell you something, man. If you give a kid a gun, he's sure to do something tragic. You know what I'm saying? But if you give him a ball, he's sure to create magic, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just the facts of life, man. Give him choices through sports. If you leave him in the streets, man, the streets will eat him up. That's just what it is, okay? Again, so now, main thing on my mind. Who should we take for the next coach of the New York Knicks? Like I said, David Fizdale, I was kind of inspired. Actually met him at Rucker Park, took pictures. You know, I mean, his energy is wonderful. I guess that's how he sold the New York Knicks. You know, he was dancing in that room. And they loved his energy, and they see it where he could translate to the players, but it didn't work, man. Something was missing, man. Everybody's not meant to be a coach. Everybody's just good being a soldier in the army. Everybody can't be a lieutenant or general or colonel. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not built for it mentally, emotionally, psychologically, intellectually. You know, there's got to be players, man. There's got to be soldiers. If you give them an order, they'll bark, they'll handle that. You know what I'm saying? So I say to say this, I don't think it's not good for him to be a coach. He don't have what it takes, man. He messed up in Memphis. And he failed in Memphis. We gave him a shot. It didn't work. So now they brought Mike Miller. Never heard of him. I don't watch the D-League. That's my fault. So I didn't know who he was. But anyway, they gave him a shot. So, you know, the first thing I've learned through sports is that you don't judge because you don't know someone. Like they did that with Kristaps Porzingis' little kid. Crying, screaming, a lot of fans. Who's he? But they wanted to get the American players that they were familiar with. And that's understandable. But Kristaps Porzingis turned out to be worth the pick, you know? And I just always say, man, let's see what happens. I don't jump. I've learned that in sports. I don't jump to conclusions trying to figure out and determine what's going to happen in sports. You go crazy doing that. Anyway, so didn't work out. Now we got Mike Miller. We had a 3-game winning streak, had a 2-game winning streak. I don't want to give too much to it. Shout out to Nothing But Knicks, again, YouTube show. Shout out to the Nick of Time, Knicks Fan TV. I was online talking to them. We had a good talk. I posted on Facebook. I'm going to keep posting it. They wasn't trying to hear me talk about Mark Jackson, but I'm 1,000% bought in on Mark Jackson, the next coach. Why? First of all, let's go by the facts of his man, makeup, from New York. So that's a check. Was one of the best point guards that ever came out of New York City. And you talking about an era when it was dynamite point guards. I mean, Kenny Satterfield, you know what I'm saying? Rod Strickland, Pearl Washington. Yo, New York was balling. Kenny Anderson. Are you serious? It was point guard heaven back then, man. You know what I'm saying? So he was stood out amongst them. Then he went to stay home, showed his loyalty, went to St. John's Redmond and led them. He didn't get a chip, but he battled against Pearl Washington and Syracuse, Georgetown and them. Represented, man. Then he was blessed to be drafted by the hometown Knicks. The one time that the Knicks went and didn't worry about a hometown kid and drafted him. And he didn't let him down, man. He represented this city. Man, it was everything he was supposed to be for us. You know what I'm saying? Young. He won the Rookie of the Year. Check. Was enthusiastic about being a Knick. Loved it. Check. You know what I'm saying? Check. Was very enthusiastic about playing for our beloved New York Knicks. Team with you on them, it was doing this thing. The Knicks traded him. Traded him for Charles Smith. And that's all I'm going to say on that matter. I'm going to let y'all listen to this lovely New York Knicks song. Okay? I'll be back. Station break.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, New York. Let's go, 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 New York. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Knicks, Knicks, Knicks. So come to the game and enjoy the ride. Knicks, Knicks, Knicks. You never know who you might see inside. Knicks, Knicks, Knicks. Spike, Pat, or even Clyde. Knicks, Knicks, Knicks.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for your patience. Please let me know how you feel about the song. I think our team needs that. I think it would represent our team, man. I think it would get the players and the fans excited, man. I'm telling you, man. You know what I'm saying? But all right, so let's say this, man. Okay. So like I said, Mark Jackson, was traded for Charles Smith, man. They thought it was a good idea. They brought in a veteran point guard. You know what I'm saying? Because they felt like his leadership would be instrumental because he'd been through a lot of wars in the West. You know what I'm saying? He'd been through a lot of wars in the West. And they got rid of the youth. They got rid of the youth and Mark Jackson, Rookie of the Year, one-time All-Star with the New York Knickerbockers. And now, using hindsight, you would definitely have to agree to say that was a very bad idea. You know what I'm saying? And we can't do stuff like that. So I'm hoping this regime, we don't put nothing like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope we don't do nothing like that, man. Build, man. The Bulls, they build. Look at all the champions they built. They draft great and build, man, and added pieces, man, along the way. So I'm hoping that this regime does not make no crazy trades. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that they don't do it, man. I'm hoping, I swear, I'm hoping that they don't do it, man. I really am, man. I'm hoping that they stay the course, man. They kind of got away from it this year. You know what I'm saying? They got away from it, man. So the veteran point guard that they traded for was Derek Harper, man. You know? Shout out to Derek Harper. I mean, he represented, I ain't gonna lie, like they put their faith and hopes in him. He was, great defensive player, very good, nice jumper, go to the hoop, very good, very good. But he wasn't a passer like Mark Jackson. He wasn't a deceiver. He didn't handle that rock like Mark Jackson in the open court. The flashiness, man. We supposed to keep him, man. So I'm hoping they don't mess up with R.J. Barrett, Kevin Knox. Stop playing with him, man. Whoever coaching, man, get that boy the ball, man. Develop him. Hire defensive coaches. We need about 30 coaches to get the job done. Do it. Hire defensive specialists to teach him the techniques of defense, man. It's real simple. It's not hard. Use John Slocks. In the organization. Or bring somebody from out, man, to teach Kevin Knox how to play. The boy got a jumper. He goes to the hoop on that break and slams it on people. So you can't, don't downplay. That's where Fizz went wrong. Boy, work hard. You got to reward hard work, man, in any sport, man. In life, in general, you got to reward hard work. The boy showed out last year, did a good job, and he worked extra hard. He was supposed to be starting. Y'all want to go and sign Marquise Moore. You ain't need him, man. You ain't need him. Don't sign anyone that's going to get up in the development of our young players. One player that I say the Knicks should not get rid of is that boy, what you call him. I'm sorry, what you call him. It's not a team. It's not a man. He ain't a boy. Wayne Ellington. No, it's not Wayne Ellington. I'm so sorry. Forgive me, please. New York Knickerbockers. Forgive me, please, man. Forgive me for getting that man. First, call him a boy. He's not a boy. He's a grown man playing in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? And keep him. He showed out the other day. You know what I'm saying? He showed out the other day. He showed out the other day, man. He showed out the other day. He showed his value. He showed his value as a three-point. And listen, if you're going to trade him, I ain't going to lie. If you're going to trade him, he looks like a good piece to trade. You know what I'm saying? Looks like a very good chip to trade. And you got to do it. If you can get what you're looking for, do it. You know what I'm saying? If you could do it, man. Reggie Bullock, man, was dropping trades like crazy. Just pulling up. Keep him. Because I got a special. If you keep him, RJ, Kevin Knox, I want to keep my boy Trier too, man. I don't care, man. Keep him. And Iggy, I got a special name for them. I want to drop it now, but I got to let that team develop and get him out there, man. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, yeah, keep him. Anybody else you could get rid of, you know you got to keep Mitchell Robb. I mean, we ain't got to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Iggy, all keep them. Anybody else you could get rid of to get something, do it. On that note, I'm peeking. I'm looking at the side of my eye at Carl Anthony Towns, man. So listen, man. If you could get him with draft picks and aspiring cards, go for it, Dick. Go for it, Steve Mills. Scott Perry, again, shout out to them, man. Y'all deranged Knicks fans, be quiet, man. Steve Mills don't need to be fired, man. Please, man. He helped pick Scott Perry. He helped pick Scott Perry and No, that's it. You picked David Fitzgerald. No, but he's instrumental in picking our young players. Mitchell Robb, I knew nothing of him. He came up, he's obviously a great talent. They picked him. You grabbed us. Iggy going to be a monster once you get rid of all these vets eating up these shots. You know what I'm saying? So they drafting record has been great. Kevin Knox, great pick. I don't care what nobody say. RJ, without question, great pick. So why would he have to leave? Why? No. Now, if he F up or they mess up this next choice of Knicks coach, then I'm going to be like, all right, bye, guys. Bye. And I'm telling you, man, get Mark Jack. I did a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to keep posting it. I'm going to start showing up in the Knick game and get these fans involved, man. For real, man. Who do we want? Mark Jackson. When do we want him? Now. I got that idea from that commercial of the NFL. I'm going to do it. I'm going to really record that commercial. Get like about 5 fellow Knick fans to record that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, listen, this is John John, a.k.a. Dr. Nickenstein. I'm in the lab. Okay? Listen, man. Ride without Knicks, man. You know what I'm saying? That's it. There's nothing else to talk about. Like I said, we need Mark Jackson's coach, man. This is John John, a.k.a. Dr. Nickenstein, man. Let me know if you agree. Let me know if you disagree, man. Let's go, New York. I let y'all hear a song that I hope that the Knicks pick up. If not, it's going to be our anthem, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. Have a blessed day. Let's go, New York, baby.